Vectis Radio. Vectis Radio. FM 104.6, bringing the island's community together.
And we've got our next guest in, have we not?
We have the lovely Laura in, yes, from Sight for White.
Good afternoon, Laura.
Hello.
Hello. How are you? Are you all right?
Yes,
thank you for
bad.
Coming in. Now, our previous guest is from the vets at Carisbrook, and you're literally around the corner from there, aren't
we
you?
Just about next door.
Both of you have said that it's a horrendous traffic getting from Carisbrook to the Riverside Centre.
It is, down the high street.
It would have been quicker to walk, wouldn't it?
Yes, I nearly abandoned my car. Except it was raining, so I didn't want to.
The high street is completely blocked up.
Yeah, I think it's because you can't turn round by the castle pub. So I think you're having to come down the high street whether you like it or not.
Oh, okay.
And then it was fine after that, after what used to be Dotty P's. Then it was okay.
Okay, fair enough. Anyway, we're not here to talk about traffic. We're here to talk about what's going on at Sight for White.
It's interesting.
It is interesting to our listeners. Basic rule of thumb, if you don't need to go anywhere through Newport, then don't do that.
Don't do it.
Go round.
Stay at home.
Stay at home, yes. It's much nicer anyway. It's raining too.
It is raining, yes. I've got wet.
You are, what's your job title?
I am the Member Services Manager.
Member Services Manager, okay. Ooh. So you look after all the members, basically.
Yes.
And what are you going to talk to us about today?
Well, I'm going to go over what we've done recently. So I can't remember when I was last here, but since I was last here, we've had Christmas lunches out. We've had a Christmas party. And we had White Sacks, who came along to entertain us with their saxophones. They were good. The lovely St. Thomas of Canterbury School Choir came in to sing us some carols.
Oh, how nice.
They were wonderful, and then, Chris Kane, my colleague, has told me to mention that we had the story writing competition ceremony.
We did.
Went really well.
We were there.
You were there. We had Melodic Choir, Huxley Magic, and we raised £1,600 for Sight for White.
Wow.
So, thank
brilliant.
You to everybody.
Excellent news.
Yes.
It was a great evening too.
It was.
We really enjoyed ourselves there.
You had a raffle and you had a tombola. And
I was on the tombola.
I was sorting out the prizes. And making sure the right prizes were given to the right people.
We also try not to get in the photographs of the winners because they were taking photographs on the stage and I was behind trying to do the sound and Megan was sort of ducking out of the way.
Trying to hide.
You don't see.
It's not fair, is it?
It's not fair. It's their photographs. Don't want to be in that. But no, that was really good. And hopefully we'll be doing that again. Or the competition will come back next year. We don't know for sure yet, but hopefully it will.
This year, hopefully.
This year, you mean? Yes, of course.
Got to give Chris something to do. Don't want him just sitting around. If
he's listening to this now.
He is listening.
Yes. I can't imagine Chris doing nothing.
So we've also been to the Isle of Wight Cheese Company at Queen Bower Dairy.
Oh, right.
That was good.
Ooh. Yeah.
We got cheese.
Did
we got
you?
To taste cheese, see how the cheese was made, and then buy some cheese. That's exciting.
That's quite an interesting thing for people with sight impairment then, isn't it? Because it's all about tactile, how it tastes like, what it feels like, how it smells, that kind of thing.
And all the different temperatures as well. We went through
different
to the massive chiller cabinet and it was freezing in there.
I bet it was.
But you could smell all the cheese at different stages of the production.
Oh,
right.
And then you got to eat it, which was really nice.
I think we need a Vectis Radio interview up there at some point, don't we?
I think we need to go and see how they make cheese.
We need to, a couple of hours worth of making cheese from sight. Yeah, okay.
It was very nice. Very nice man who took us around as well. So. We've also been wall climbing at the West Wight Sports Centre. They have an indoor wall. And me and some of the members went and did some wall climbing.
Right.
They were all wonderful. I was rubbish. I got about a foot off the floor and then didn't like it and had to come back down.
That would be me.
But no, they all had a really good time and have sort of gone on and done it again without us. But they're all just scaling up the wall and
good for them.
That was quite exciting. And then we've got other things coming up. We've got a visit to the alpaca farm.
You'll enjoy that.
Wellow.
Yes, you'll enjoy that.
We're going to meet and greet the animals.
Are you going to have pizza? Because their pizzas are stupendous.
I was going to have cake.
Maybe we could
have cake, animals, then pizza.
Yeah, their pizzas are just amazing.
The food up there is very good, so you'll enjoy that trip.
Yeah, that's
You get all the good trips, don't you?
I know. We've got some chair yoga coming up as well, which is like yoga, but in a chair.
Yeah.
So for some of our members who are less mobile, they can just sit in the chair and do the yoga-y things. And then we've also it's not actually us, but Saturday the 23rd of March 10 till 4 the Laura up at the eye clinic up at St Mary's She is hosting a sight loss awareness event at the Camp Hill Community Sports Club.
Yeah. Oh, I know that. Yes, I know what you mean. And that's for whom?
That is, well, for anybody affected by sight loss or who wants to know more about it.
So it's the person themselves or the relatives of the people, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I'll be there. We'll be there. There's also going to be, I'll just read from my list, Guide Dogs, Macular Society, International Glaucoma Association, Retina UK, ORCAM, RNIB, the NHS Falls team, and information from Esme's umbrella and the Nystagmus Network.
Oh.
So lots and lots of people that she's managed to get together.
I think we may have to see if we can get a few interviews up there.
That's brilliant.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Yes, we'll get someone up there and interview a few people. Not necessarily played out on the day, but they'll be played out
at some point.
Because, well, you've got the Health and Wellbeing Hour on a Friday, of course. It might be something for that. But we'll see if we can get somebody up there to... that was the 23rd of March,
23rd of March, yes.
Okay.
Which is a Saturday.
Excellent stuff. Yeah. So there's lots going on.
There is, lots and lots, yes.
There is. So you get to do all this fun stuff, climbing walls, and eating cheese, and Chris is sitting there editing video.
Oh, he's fine, he's all right. He's all right.
I'm winding him up now, because I know he's listening. But this is part of the point of Sight for White, isn't it, to do things for people with sight impairment that's not just about, here's a specialist teapot or whatever it is. There's a whole bunch of other things. It's social as well.
Yes. It is, sure.
Yeah, so we've got another couple of sessions coming up. We're going to be going to the Donkey Sanctuary.
All right.
These are hot off the press. They're going to be advertised in our newsletter, which comes out in a week or so.
Yeah.
So we're looking at visit to the Donkey Sanctuary. We're also going back to do some pottery down at the place that I've just driven past. Can't remember what it's called. It's to do with the Key Arts Centre.
Yes, I know what you mean, yes.
So we went before last year and we did pottery on the table, but we were going back to do the throwing of the pottery on the wheel.
Oh, wow, that's a good idea.
Right. Yeah. So, we're old clothes time, is it?
Yeah.
I think it would be if it was a bee. It would be everywhere.
So that's the couple of things that we've got coming up.
But I think it's really nice to have these social events, because I imagine that if you are sight impaired or you have suddenly lost your sight, you could feel quite isolated.
Yes. So that's our plan at the moment. We hold a coffee morning at our building up in Carisbrook, Millbrook House, but we're also holding them around the island as well. So we've got them in Knighton, Freshwater, Bembridge... and we've just started a new one in God's Hill at the Old Smithy.
Mm-hmm.
Nice cakes. I've been and tested them out a couple of times.
Why is it that cake keeps coming up?
Laura's got to meet Kitty.
I think you've got to meet our other presenter,
Kitty.
Very
well with cake.
Cake is a big topic for Kitty. So these neighbourhood drop-in ones, they're just to get the local people involved.
Yeah, because we were told, we had some feedback that actually to get from somewhere like Sandown or Shanklin to our one at Millbrook House, actually by the time you get the bus, you've missed it because the
it
buses,
takes
so you've got to
long,
connect
yeah.
them up. So we're sort of moving them out now around the island so that
you're taken closer to...
Yeah, so that people can get there easier.
Brilliant idea. Yeah.
It's a brilliant idea. So, and the Freshwater one, because that's where we are, that's at the sports centre?
That is it. Well, there's we do our one at the end of the Line Cafe.
The coffee morning.
Oh, right. Yeah. Here we go. Cake.
Yes.
We've got nice cake at the end of the Line Cafe.
I do have that one. Nice cake. That's another. We've got a lovely volunteer that goes and sorts those ones out. But yeah, I'm sure there's cake.
Yeah, sure there's cake.
There's always cake at the end of the line.
And Laura is still here.
She is.
I'm still here.
We've sat her down now.
Now, the things you do for your members that helps the members and the family members of your members as well, if that makes any sense. They can come along to these things as well.
Yeah. So our Wednesday social group that we do once a fortnight. Mm-hmm. Everybody's welcome to that. So as long as we know in advance, as long as you register your interest, you can come along. So I think this week we have got Scram, which is a band on the island, coming along to sing. So you can see some more of my dancing.
Yes. And there's going to be tea and cake.
Yes, everything involves cake.
This is Sight for White. There's always tea, there's always cake. I've done some work up there and I said, do you want a cup of tea?
Would
like
a piece of cake,
But do you still have, we did a talk about Vectis Radio up there a while
we
back
did,
as well.
Yes.
Do they still run those?
That will probably have been the Wednesday social group.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we have people in to talk, or we have people in singing or musical groups or Yeah.
Mm. So there's a lot going on for your members.
Yes.
And are you asking or looking for people to suggest things that your members could do, like if they run a business or an attraction that might be something to do?
Yeah, so a lot of the activities that we've done this year have been off the back of the survey that we did 18 months ago, two years ago. So we've done things from that, and then also a lot of the other activities have been things that people have suggested.
Or requested.
Yeah. And then I go out and investigate it and organise it.
So you do it twice.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you do it twice, you get twice as much cake. I'm beginning to see a pattern here.
Yes.
You're going to change your job now, aren't you?
No, I'm not, because otherwise I'd be the last in the queue after Chris, I think, for doing that. Although Chris has got special needs when it comes to cake. We won't go into that in too much.
No.
But...
haven't we all?
Yes. Oh, yes. Of course, you have too. Who is eligible, if I can ask this, to join as a member? Is it just anybody, or
anyone who has a visual impairment? So, for the actual sort of social groups, then just anyone who has a visual impairment. They don't have to be registered. Mm-hmm. They can just come along. For things like the audio news and the audio books, we send all that out under the Royal Mail articles for the blind. So if you're registered as blind or partially sighted, then we can send it all through the post for free.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense, yeah.
But yes, anyone can sort of, you know, come along and...
And the talking newspaper that comes out once a week, it's basically a talking version of the county press. Is that a reasonable description?
Yes, we have a whole load of volunteers who come in very early in the morning. They're there before I get to work. They go through the paper, cutting out all the interesting bits, taking out all the bits that we don't need. And then we have more volunteers who come in to read some of it. Then we have more volunteers who come in to continue reading it, and then we have even more volunteers that come in to do all the recording and putting it all in the little wallets, getting it all bagged up ready for this.
Yes, because it's actually on memory sticks these days, isn't it? Whereas I recall many years ago it was all on cassettes, and before that some big tape things that were.
It's all before my time, luckily.
Yes. I'll go back a bit. My dad used to have to fix some of these things, and the early ones were like reel-to-reel records, but in a big plastic box, you just slotted it in, full runners of cassettes. But now it's all little memory sticks.
Just stick in, stick out. I don't have much to do with it, so I'm not enough.
How can people find out more about the society?
We have a website, which is www.iwsb.org.uk. This is probably wrong.
No, that's correct. I'm pretty certain that's it.
Page, and you can just ring us. 522205.
Is it Sight for Right on Facebook?
Yes, I believe it is.
I'll just double check that for you.
So what number do they ring?
2205.
Right. 522205, yes.
Do you welcome people dropping in, or would you prefer they rang you?
We do a weekly drop-in. Right. So our Wednesday coffee morning also coincides with our low vision drop-in.
Okay.
So that's the coffee morning is 10 till sort of half 11, 12 o'clock-ish. Because we are now trying to get out and about to people more than expecting them to come to us, we're not always in the office.
No,
it's always best to either come to that drop-in, come to one of the other drop-ins around the island, or if you give me a ring in advance,
we can
arrange a day when I'll
be
there. Yes.
So do people have to make their own way every time, or can they be collected by other people, volunteers? Or
depending on the social group, we have a minibus that goes out, and we do have volunteers that pick up as well.
Okay.
So it's all dependent on what it is, where it is, what day it is. But yes, we do have a minibus.
Excellent stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I've just picked up the Sight for White Facebook page. There's the aforementioned picture of the side of my head at the prize giving. Plus a picture of the lovely Chris in sunglasses and various other things. But details of also some of your upcoming events are on the Facebook page.
Yes. Good. And then our next newsletter is due out, it's at the printers at the moment. So that's being printed, so that'll be going out in the next week or so.
Good.
Yeah. And if anybody wants a copy of that, they can again contact us and we can put them on the list.
Yeah, that's in large print as well.
We do large print. We do a recorded version that goes out with the talking news. We also do it in Braille, or we can do an email copy.
Okay, that's fine.
We'll try and do
Are there many Braille users on the island?
We have a few still, yes. Yeah.
It's not as common as people think it is, Braille.
No.
But it does still occur.
So. You can use software now. If you've got an email copy, you get the software to read it out to you.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, so there's various bits and pieces.
But
like
we do still have a few, so we've got a Braille machine that will create the Braille copy.
So that was our Insight for White segment.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.